the Lords. This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Humans of God, sons of men. Maybe sons of God too. These days we never even know. We hear that they're angels amongst us. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce, and it's now time for the Lords of Logic. A very warm thank you to everyone who's called in. Thanks for your contributions. The woman whose husband is late, someone is asking for proof of your marriage, and they're willing to get into the ring with you to fight for something for you. In fact, they also add that if you can prove it, it can also help your children, which honestly, I don't know that there is anything even more beautiful. So please, if you can have any certificate, any proof, I would like to link you with this person to help you out, okay? Great. With that said, every other person who's called in and contributed has been wonderful. God bless you. Our guest is in the studio for the Lords of Logic. I can wait. I've been waiting. I wish we started earlier, but hey, I gave him a time. So, of course, he worked with that, and he was early. So, it is with everything breathing in the studio that I welcome you to Nigeria Info and the Lords of Logic.
Thank you.
His name is Tunde Adebola, and I think that I find your areas of expertise very interesting. A scientist and a linguist. Is it linguistics in archaeology? I'm just curious. Is it archaeological linguistics, or what linguistics?
No, linguistics as the study of human language.
Okay.
It's a field of study that looks at the commonalities between languages and the distinctions between languages towards understanding the cognitive processes that produce language, that produce that capacity to communicate ideas you have within you.
Okay, so the reason I even asked the question is because I've been reading a little bit about language in history, and I realize that language has changed. Like, the way people spoke, for example, in the past, is not the way people speak now. And as such, that many of what used to be the link between language and human philosophy has changed from past to present. And just out of sheer curiosity, I was asking that. But it doesn't take away from the fact that we're here to discuss Ifa divination and mathematics. Just, look, you have no idea how many people have been waiting for this conversation to start. So today, we're going to do the first 20 minutes together, and I have to open up the telephone lines.
Okay.
Sir, the last time we spoke, you were trying to help us comprehend a little bit of what would be the history and the relation with the relation of the people with Ifa divination. And you did mention where Ifa came from, because I asked you if, you know, it had a beginning, and you did say yes. So I think let's go back to that, recap that, just so that anyone who's just catching up can understand first the history of Ifa, and then we segue into what would now be contemporary educational structure and how Ifa is a fundamental part of mathematics. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, by virtue of oral tradition, what we know of Ifa is that there was this very wise man, what in standard Western education will be referred to as a philosopher, who lived and gave a lot of situations, helped people get over difficult situations, give them nuggets of wisdom, give them knowledge. And when he died, when he left the earth, people found difficulty getting on with life. So they went to heaven, which somebody queried the last time.
Yeah.
And asked him, please come back. Please come back. Come and be with us. Help us. And say, okay, no problem. Take this paraphernalia. And whenever you have problems, ask through this paraphernalia. So that's the story of
do we suppose at this point, because someone asked which heaven now I'm thinking in my head that Ifa would have gotten this whole framework from the divine.
Well, everything.
Is there documentation of how that emerged?
Everything ultimately comes from the divine.
Okay.
There's no other way. I mean, we didn't put ourselves here.
Well, you're right about that one.
Yeah. So there must be that link. And there's a whole lot of link in the Yoruba cosmology, in Yoruba knowledge systems. In fact, all we know about God the Almighty, we know through Ifa.
Okay, so I want to touch this one. There is contemporary religion, there's the history of religion, and then there's Ifa. It is supposed that Ifa is a kind of native practice that is not expressly the worship of God or the influence of the supreme God. Is that accurate?
Well, you see, immediately we engage questions like this using a language that evolved from outside the influences of the subject we are discussing, then we get into trouble. Because when we say religion, for example, I dare say there's no Yoruba word for religion that I know. The words like esin, isin, and all these things that are used to represent religion in Yoruba understanding are words that I have traced to Islam and Christianity. The introduction of Islam and Christianity to Yoruba land was the phenomena that brought in such words. If you go beyond that, you won't find such words. Now, the main issue here is that knowledge as a system can be approached from a holistic point of view, in which knowledge is just knowledge.
Mm-mm.
And because of the cognitive limitations of human beings, we have found it convenient to break down knowledge into digestible bits: philosophy, chemistry, theology, history, and all that. But then you find that really at the end of the day, everything is connected. So there's this whole concept of reductionism in Western intellectual endeavors that breaks things down. But then you find that the character of knowledge that says that knowledge is whole is that which causes a person to study chemistry to a point, study biology to a point, and I found that there is intersections. So they created another field of biochemistry. Studied physics to a point, studied chemistry to a point, said, well, we've got to create physical chemistry.
Yeah.
And to the extent that today there's a field of computational linguistics, there's a field of computational biology, there's a field of informatics, of genomics, and all this. So it just comes back to the fact that knowledge is whole. And as long as we succumb to the Western philosophy of reductionism in approaching knowledge, we will always get into this trouble of, is it religion? Is it some devotion? Is it some spirituality? You know, you get into these problems because of language.
Because of language, which was also the curiosity. That was what informed my curiosity as to, did you study linguistic, anthropological, the history of language? Because I figured that there is what we describe today that didn't have words years ago. And there were many things that we understood back in the day that practically has thinned off or vanished. It's like, for example, what education was. You realize that Leonardo da Vinci, for example, would study physics, math, music, archaeology, and philosophy. And that was education back in the day. But today, a person is expected to specialize in a single area.
Yeah, that would be post-Bruno, when you'd actually now came to reductionism. When, like I said, for cognitive reasons, we had to split knowledge and make people study them in bits.
Yeah, but if we say cognitive reasons, the men of old thought it was better to study that way. And I thought that what we now regard as cognitive reasons is more limiting than freeing. It's narrow and subjecting.
Cognitive reasons are by definition limitations.
There we go.
It's because a person finds it easier to deal with things mathematically than deal with issues with prose,
yeah,
that somebody then specializes in mathematics in describing phenomena, and somebody else finds it easy to describe phenomena in prose. So it's the limitation of individuals that make us break down knowledge into digestible bits.
Okay, so let me disagree with you, which is interestingly the first disagreement today on the show is, you say it's the limitation of individuals. I think it was society's intent to limit individuals because there were men, I know, we might not agree. I just think history suggests otherwise, that there were men who had a broader...
That's a reading of history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I should read your books.
What constituted knowledge at certain epochs in history are contained. They might be easier to understand together.
Yeah.
But where I agree with you is that once you have broken down knowledge and you have understood them in these digestible bits, because knowledge by nature is holistic, you have to reintegrate. And that is part of the failings of present
academia.
Because the reintegration is not sufficient. And I dare say, these are some of the things that propel me, that got me to go from electrical engineering to computer science to information science to linguistics to philosophy of religion, because I am not satisfied with the results I got by approaching these issues mathematically. Then I had to go and sharpen my capacity in looking at things prosaically.
Lagos, Nigeria, we're listening to Tunde Adebola, scientist, musician, engineer, linguist, and cultural activist. And Ifa divination and mathematics is the belly of the gist. And so just before we go in there, I want to say that science is insisting that there is no link between science and faith. That would not be accurate in your books with that.
If we talk about the fundamental dogma of biology, then there goes science disagreement with faith.
Oh, okay.
It's a subject.
Yeah.
The fundamental dogma of biology. So once you say dogma, then you are talking something beyond easy human intellectual comprehension. You are saying, well, from here, we are not able to go further down. Since we have noticed this all the time, let's take it for granted. Let's assume it. Let's take them as our basic axioms and build up from there.
Yeah, that's why science doesn't even allow integration. I think there's an actual attempt to not allow integration. I honestly feel like there's an honest attempt to not allow integration of the educations, because now the biggest debate right now is science and faith. It's like, well, the scientists will say there's no link. If we can't prove it, it probably doesn't exist. And then came the emergence of metaphysics. And then they say even that is not even an actual science. Is that accurate?
Well, metaphysics is a science. Anything meta is that sits upon whatever it's meta over.
Okay.
So metaphysics is what sits above physics. Now, there is a lot more to our existence than physics. Physics is just that has mass and occupies volume, material. But beyond that, there's a lot more that do not have mass and volume. See, what we all sitting around here, electromagnetic waves.
That doesn't have space, matter, and volume.
Matter is mass and volume.
Okay. Yeah.
So we are speaking at the moment. The microphone is turning our sound waves into electrical waves. Electrical waves are causing electromagnetic waves. The electromagnetic waves can travel through space.
What about time? Time fits in there somewhere, doesn't it? I think it's time, matter, volume.
Yes, we are told that time actually doesn't exist.
Time
is actually what it takes you to traverse space.
Uh-huh. So,
and once you remove space, really, the idea of time becomes, well, let's not go in there since it's far mathematics.
Yeah, because you see, I'm trying to lay a foundation here because it does quite appear that the Ifa divination will fall under the category of not physics, but metaphysics, except you want to prove here today that it transcends metaphysics.
There's a whole lot of physics in Ifa. There's a whole lot of mathematics in Ifa.
Good.
There's a whole lot of basic human experiences. The Odu Ifa is a compendium.
What is Odu Ifa? So you have to, pardon me, take into consideration, I'm Igbo. And curiosity brought me this far. Now, there are some people who are Yorubas who really want to even understand why they're not practicing it, why they should start practicing it, or maybe why they just need an education.
The closest English word to Odu is corpus.
Okay.
Body of knowledge.
Body of knowledge, yeah.
So when we say Odu Ifa, it's the body of knowledge on Ifa.
Okay.
The Odu Ifa is a compendium of life experiences of people.
Yeah.
Circumstances in which people have found themselves.
Yeah.
Difficulties, how they succumbed the
okay.
difficulties. Good times,
uh-huh.
how they were able to promote the good times.
Mm-hmm.
So that whenever anybody finds themselves in similar situation, the Babalawo can tell them, this is the way that people who had this problem in the past solved it.
It works like the law. Where, you know, a judge would sit over a case and determine the outcome, and that would be commissioned or instituted in the law. And then any other lawyer in the future who experiences a similar situation can refer to the case. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, these are some of the commonalities in human experience.
Oh, whether so the law is also in Ifa then?
Whether we see it as a...
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's law in Ifa as well?
Oh, of course, yes.
Am I accurate?
Ifa is the totality.
Okay.
Of Yoruba experience.
Good. Now, but this is just to be sure that my thinking is not spilling over. As a curious person, I just tend to spill over sometimes. Good. These laws, if we can refer to them for the lack of a better word, these laws in Ifa, how are they documented? Because Ifa is pre-literate history. So how would the Babalawo know that one time in history, do you get my point, or am I putting it wrong? How is it documented? How does the priest know that, well, one time in history, this thing happened and this was the solution? Or are you referring to fate?
A Babalawo, from the point of view of Nollywood, does not exist.
Ah. Oh, you're about to ruin childhoods now. Like, you're about to spoil it.
Nollywood is where you get all the wrong information about Babalawo.
No way.
Babalawo is a sage who went through a process of education of no less than 10 years.
Oh.
Memorizing, reciting, the cycle of memorization and recitation of stories, of case studies, practicing, going around with other Babalawo, comparing notes, particularly comparing notes.
Yeah, but isn't Ifa prehistoric? So isn't it the sort of history that was transferred by word of mouth more than by writing?
What history cannot be what is written?
Yeah.
Yeah. Writing helps history. Ifa itself is history. Ifa is a process of remembering the past through memorization and recitation.
Oh.
And if you do the memorization and recitation often enough, it sticks. The average Yoruba child gets told his whole history every morning in reply to "Good morning, mother." The mother goes into his oriki, says it over and over and over and over again.
Pardon me. What's oriki?
Oriki is a set of extended name, appellation,
okay.
attributes of the child. Every time the child does something unusual, the mother takes account of it.
Yeah.
And next morning, the mother refers to it as part of his extended name.
Okay. Another question. We've not gone into the mathematics of it yet. Hold on. I'm trying to lay a foundation here. I want to say, rather than accept that Ifa is a compendium of laws?
Not just laws, because when you say laws, you are now already talking about
specifics,
punitive systems and all that.
Okay, so should
it's a compendium of human history.
Good.
Human experience.
Then, therefore, Ifa is fate. It's predetermined history.
No.
It's
it
not?
Is a it is a record of what has happened in the past. It's not predetermined. Things happen, you record it. Things happen, you record it. Things happen, you record it. If it doesn't happen, you won't record it.
Yeah, but
no matter how much you wished.
Yeah, but then the supposition is that if what it was in the past is what the priest has memorized and has perfected, it doesn't give the future any chance to be different from history. Am I correct?
It does, because it is dynamic in itself. Because
is
as,
it?
Of course, because as new things happen, they get into the compendium.
Ifa is looking more like law to me. Okay, we're off
not
for
law.
Yeah, well, I
experience,
don't know.
Experience, history.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Law is just one way of guiding human behavior.
I'm going to take it. Then if I get confused, I'll try to confuse you and then you try to straighten me out. Off on a break. When we come back, 5 minutes. I'm sorry I said 20 minutes before, but you can tell it's so interesting, right? 5 minutes, and then when then I open up the telephone lines because I know many of you really want to go in. Feta has already written a question for me on paper. We'll be right back. We're Nigeria Info. The Lords of Logic. Where are the Lords? If you... You're not going to miss it. It's in the studio. So, let's get to it. Feta has a question. Well, hold on. Wait. Let's not even rush it. Let's introduce our guest once again. His name's Tunde Adegbola. He's a scientist, musician, engineer, linguist, and cultural activist. And I love it when a Nigerian is not just a scientist, but he's an engineer. He's a linguist. He's a cultural activist. I did say last week before he joined us on air that you are the first Nigerian that I've met who has an argument for science and faith in the same breath. Usually I meet scientists who are scientists. I meet Christians who are scientists and have faith.
And a little bias.
And no, just science and faith. And then I haven't met a Nigerian who is scientist and has a framework of faith. And so my curiosity is just bubbling over. It's like a good day indeed. So I'm going to let Feta have the first opportunity to ask her question.
Or?
Okay, wait. Feta has a hype for us. No, it's okay.
Announcement.
An announcement. So Feta, give us your announcement.
All right.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
My name is Joyce, and people are asking me in the message section our link on to live stream the show. We're on YouTube, and I really think you should jump on it right now. Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. You check out the website too. We're discussing Ifa divination in mathematics, and on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. There's also Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Get to it. Don't be late. Our guest is scientist, musician, engineer, linguist, cultural activist, Tunde Adegbola. Okay. Feta, your question.
My question. So Joyce has been trying to ask you if Ifa is like, the knowledge of Ifa is like fate or something like that. But you keep saying it's like history, not recorded, but known, studied. So I'm asking, is it like using history to explain or predict human actions? Is that what it is?
Yes. It's using history to explain, first and foremost, human behavior. And therefore, based on an understanding of human behavior, and the trajectories of a person's life, you can know where the person is going to end up, the kind of situation the person is going to end up in. And at that level, all Ifa does is to put together stories from the past and then appoint or apportion, really not apportion, get people to tell what their circumstances are.
Okay.
And then say, well, if that is your circumstances, this happened in the past and this is how the problem was solved.
It makes it a culture then, and isn't
yeah,
it flawed?
That's what it is.
It's a culture.
Isn't it flawed because if it's stored from one person to the other, it becomes a little...
It's not stored from one person to another. It is stored within a faculty.
Okay, that's it. Stored within a faculty. Then let me ask this question. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. What no eyes has seen, what nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who are in him. So the Christian religion suggests that for the children of God, that we are something that is yet unknown.
So does the Bible say there's nothing new under the heavens?
Okay. Thank you for bringing that now. Now it informs the next question, which is, there is nothing new under the heavens, but that the will of God is what will prevail in the life of a man. So if I am a child of God, the will of God, it is not therefore possible for Ifa to be accurate if Ifa is working with something that was in history. Mm-hmm. So Ifa could be accurate, but it's not, I can't bet on Ifa if I am banking on the heart of God that's not known by man. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't think in the discussion so far the question of accuracy has not arisen.
No, yet. It has now.
If it has arisen, then I will explain to you.
Thank you. Let's go there.
Fundamentally,
okay,
Ifa works on a stochastic process. It is nothing deterministic. It's if Ifa is one the reason why. Well, I think one of the reasons why Ifa became so popular that it was practiced all through West Africa, even
Brazil.
Among the Igbos.
Oh, really?
There's Afa among the Igbos. There's Fa among the Fons.
And
practiced all through West Africa.
Okay.
The reason why it got so popular and so accepted is that of various knowledge systems then in West Africa, this was one of them that took care of probabilities. It actually addressed the problem of uncertainty, the problem of non-determinism, and it's all encased in the philosophy of Ifa and in the practice of it. When Ibabalawo wants to consult for somebody, he holds an okwele, which is a chain with 8 discs.
Okay.
He swings the okwele
and
throws it down. And when the okwele falls down, it gives you one unique configuration out of the 256 possible configurations of 8 two-sided objects. And with and the Odu, the compendium, is divided into 256, exactly 256 volumes or libraries or books, such that the Babalawo at any time goes into the appropriate library.
Yeah.
So in a sense, this is pre-science approach at the library science of indexing, of cataloging, knowing where you put what knowledge. So it's not a footloose.
Fancy phrase.
No.
Okay.
It is organized.
Yeah.
And that is why it takes 10 years to master it. More for many, many. So it's not some mumbo jumbo.
Oh, no, thing. I didn't think so. So I know in mathematics, there's the element of probability. I've heard that in mathematics. Would that be exactly what Ifa is?
That exactly it is. And that is why, and I don't want to, I hope I'm not going to start another controversy now. That is why Orunmila, the progenitor of Ifa, and Eshu, the Yoruba Orisha, of non-determinism, probability.
I need to write that.
Eshu is the devil.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh.
Sir, by the way, please, you're at liberty to speak freely. You're not going to be controversial. No. What I do on my show is...
Yeah, it's because the controversy about Eshu and devil is a raging one. That's why.
Yeah, but help us understand it. So I think we want to know, and it's good that you let us know what you know, that we can compare with what we know. So Eshu is not the devil, because I think that's what it is.
The devil could be Eshu, but Eshu is not devil.
The devil could be Eshu, but Eshu is not devil.
Yeah, they could be namesakes. They are not the same person.
But the origins might be of the same strain. It's like malaria that can be cured with some pill, and then the malaria now for which the World Health Organization is telling us that they have a vaccine for. It might just be the same thing, but a different strain.
Yeah, but the malaria is totally different from typhoid. They are both, they bring about fevers. They both bring about fevers, but they are not the same thing. Issue and the Satan are not.
Okay, so give us your aspect of issue.
Issue is the Yoruba concept of non-determinism.
Non-determinism.
That is when you get to a point where you have to take a decision and the information based on which you'll take that decision is not available, you are faced with the problem of non-determinism. And that is why the oriki of issue, that is the attribute of issue, one of them is onile orita, he who resides at the road junction. Mm. That's when you come to a place and you got to take a decision, go left or right.
When you fix.
And you do not know which way to go. By the way, that place in around Surulere called Ojuelegba, it's a road junction. That is the habitation of Eshu. That's the meaning of Ojuelegba. That is the point at which Elegbara resides.
Oh, I wish I understood Yoruba. I think I'm setting you back by trying to ask, what is Elegbara now?
Elegbara is just another alias for issue.
Oh, okay. Mm. Alias for issue. Now, you compared issue to something. What was that? What was that other one? Was it Orunmila? What you called it?
No, yeah, okay. Issue is the closest associate of Orunmila.
Oh, okay.
Because whenever Orunmila is consulting, whenever non-determinism comes in,
yeah,
these are some of the times that issue comes in and helps. Like I was saying before, look, Ifa is one old pre-modern science knowledge system,
yeah,
that anticipated probability, that anticipated statistics, that anticipated Boolean algebra, and put all this into a system, all in oratory, rather than written.
Yeah.
The difference between a lot of the other knowledge systems that are written is that they can move around, but with anything that is oral,
yeah,
it resides in human beings. So for the orator to move, to a large extent, the human being
has to tell the story. Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. I want to go back to that chain. You're going to pardon me because my Yoruba is not... you forgive me. I don't know the name of Yoruba.
No, you don't need to be forgiven for Yoruba.
Okay, so there's the chain, and then there is Opele, and then you say that it has 266...
The chain has 8 discs.
8 discs.
Each disc can manifest, let's say, head or tail.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you have 8 discs that can manifest in head or tail,
yeah,
and you swing it and you throw it down, mm-hmm, you will have a string of head, tail, tail, head, 8 mm-hmm of such.
Uh-huh.
Now, there are 256 unique ways you can arrange 8 heads or tails.
256.
Yes, it's just 2^8. 2 × 2 × 2 × 2 × 2. 2 × 2 = 4.
Uh-huh.
2 × 2 = 8. Mm-hmm. 2 = 16. 2 = 36.
Yeah.
32. 2 = 64. 2 = 128. 2 = 256. And that's how Ifa got 256 odus.
And the Odu, for the sake of clarity, would be outcomes, the probabilities.
No, a library. It's a whole compendium of stories. Each Odu
is a story. It's a compendium of stories.
It's a library of stories. Each. So we have 256 libraries in Ifa.
Oh, wait a second. So, because now I'm comparing it to a modern library structure.
Yes.
And it would mean...
So, in a library, you have books.
Yeah.
Yes. So, just imagine if I has 256 libraries of books.
And they contain human history.
Yes.
Each book, each library...
contains many stories.
Determinism.
So to decide which library to consult,
yeah,
Okpele tells you.
Lagos, Nigeria. This is where you come in. Because if you leave me, I'm taking the whole time. 44 minutes past 2 p.m. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. The Lords of Logic, Ifa Divination and Mathematics. All right. You can send your messages via WhatsApp as well. Let me take this one. Hello, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set, please remember that. Hello. Hello, afternoon.
Sorry, good afternoon.
Yes.
All right, so...
Real quick.
From what it seems to me like Ifa is kind of limited. Since you have to use the past to have all that judgment, it's kind of limited in its scope of solution. But when it comes to the Almighty God, there's no limits to what God can do. From that's just all I got from there.
Okay, you're saying
right?
you're asking him whether you think Ifa has limitation.
Yeah, because it has to depend on the past, the history of the past to maybe solve some things. Whereas God knows the past, the present, the future.
Okay, well,
he's unlimited.
Okay,
it seems to be.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I do appreciate. So you heard him, right?
Yeah.
And I think you almost tried to answer that question earlier on. If you didn't, actually.
Yeah. Look, as human beings, we are limited.
Okay.
Science is limited. Religion is limited.
Yeah.
Everything we know as humans, we are limited to our experiences. We get to certain frontiers, we meet new experiences, and we say, wow, I didn't know of this. And you cited earlier on that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Yes, the totality of our existence is limitless, but the totality of our experience is limited. And we will just be exploring and going more and more and more. But within all that, there are very, very few things that will happen that we will not be able to use some kind of experiences in the past to deal with. That's why we talk about analogies. We talk about templates. We talk about strategies.
Yeah.
We talk about plans.
Yeah.
Because we want to try to use the information we have to infer the information we do not have.
To infer the information we're doing. Okay, so you said something about Ifa having probabilities or determinism?
Probabilities, yes.
Probabilities, okay.
Non-determinism, yes.
Non-determinism. I want to ask a question, but I need to go to telephone lines because it's ringing. Nigeria Info is the Lord of Logic's Ifa and Ifa Divination and Mathematics. My eyes are a little crossed. I'm enjoying this, and the questions I have are like a billion. Hello, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah.
I apologize to you, Joyce, you know, because I once think you are a religious extremist. And with this program, I think I must apologize to you. Coming to talk about Ifa, the Ifa knowledge transcends whatever we might think about. But my only confusion, I mean, with the little I know is not being able to listen to some of the orators, in English or in any other language. Because it seems things they do or say, you know, have connection with only Yoruba language. I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
All right, thank you.
Now, what made me...
30 seconds, real quick.
Okay. I went some years to work at a time, and then something was done by the Ifa priest there. And then he said, may everything we do, inshallah and in Jesus' name, work. And I looked back at the man, and something sent a signal to the man that something was happening with me.
Do you have a question?
No. What I'm trying to say is that what I've been taught from my childhood was that these people when you mention the name of Jesus or whatever name where they had all their things got destroyed or whatever.
What?
And there I begin to know that we've been told a lot of lies.
Who mentioned the name of Jesus and what lies? I'm trying to link
you. The Ifa priest himself. They were working for somebody, doing some things, you know. And then after they finished what they were doing, The man said, Inshallah and in Jesus' name, may everything we've done work.
Okay, so you think that that Ifa priest may be false? Is that what you're implying?
No. That statement, I wasn't expecting that statement from a Ifa priest.
Yeah, so are you saying he's a fake priest or he...
No. He's not a fake priest. That was why I was surprised.
So and are you saying that Ifa is subject to a superior law that may be God or... I want something so I can give it to the guest.
Exactly. Okay. You see, from there I knew that God is all not right. Just God of Christian or Islam.
Of course not.
So, and that is why I say I must apologize to you because of my view about...
If you're going to apologize to me, you're so that's the thing. If you're going to apologize to me, you're going to buy me a cow. But here is something, but here is something I want to say to you, which is a problem I have with people.
Okay.
You have to think and not judge. You judged me without thinking, which is really sad. But, well, thank you for calling.
I'm really sorry. Yeah,
no,
thank
it's okay.
You.
I don't have a problem with that. Thank you for calling, sir.
I think the clearest question from what he said is Ifa subject to God?
An authority, yeah, a high authority.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
Ifa is subject to the will of Oludumare. Olorun, Olofinorun, Ogege, Atuayematu. These are attributes of Oludumare, the supreme, one and only supreme God, as far as the Yoruba are concerned.
Okay. Now, if you say that Ifa is subject to that, but you also says, but you also try to debunk his issue. And you say that when it comes to probabilities, then people consult issue, that when you get to a crossroad.
Issue is a realization of the fact that there are situations in life that we have non-determinism, that you will not have the necessary information to take the right decision.
Hmm. Are you going to call that a limitation?
Of course, it is a human limitation that you do not have the experience, but in the understanding of Ifa, and even in modern science, in which I am trained, we have ways to deal with non-determinism. We find ways around it.
But that's a fox, though. That's just you trying to... That's a flox. That's just you trying to... You're gambling it. We can't call it that?
It's more than gamble, because in probability, the first fundamental of probability is that we understand randomness.
Uh-huh. I know I've heard that one in math before.
Yes.
Okay.
The fact that something is random and you cannot predict it, that itself is understood. And you can, when you look at a situation, you can recognize that, there's randomness here. But we can extract the randomness and see the order in it and take out the order in it.
I watched a movie last week, Ant-Man. In Ant-Man, they showed, if you've seen the latest Ant-Man movie, they showed, there's a scene in that movie where a guy has a soul and he goes into infiniteness and gets there and his soul multiplies. And an agent of the villain told him that the multiplication of your soul is probabilities, the other outcomes of your life. The Bible actually did say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I'm trying to link something here. So the Bible says you pray. In fact, we're told to pray, thy kingdom come, your will be done.
On earth as it is
in heaven. Bless your heart. And then the movie Ant-Man tells us of it. In fact, we've always known that. It's just that the movie is a good reference for me today, given that I just saw the movie last week. Probabilities, where you have other outcomes of your life, but only one, even in the movie, it says only one is the goal, but you have other outcomes. Is Ifa determining the probabilities of life? And is it possible that Ifa can lead you off?
The question here is not whether Ifa is always correct or can lead you off.
Maybe you can help us answer that.
The question is, Ifa deals with non-determinism, Ifa admits it, Ifa understands it,
yeah,
and deals with it in ways that minimize human sorrow.
Okay, fair. That's a good way to... Then the movie's correct, then. The human probability of... I like this
That's
one.
The best we humans know,
yeah,
to deal with non-determinism for now.
Yeah.
And I study that formally.
Okay, so...
In Western science.
Yeah.
Even outside IFA.
Oh, no,
so
fine.
I'm telling you that these are major... They are fundamental problems that humanity has dealt with,
yeah,
and is finding ways around.
Yeah.
IFA is one way that has been found around it. Long, long, long before the 1600.
Yeah.
Modern science, computer science, cognitive science, uh-huh, is one way we are dealing with it now, probably in the last 100 years.
Okay. So you're going to help us. What subsects of modern academia are found in IFA? So you've mentioned... The Boolean algebra.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Boolean algebra. There's probability. There's statistics. There's the library science of indexing and indexing, cataloging.
Can you give us some? Pardon me. I hate to interrupt you. It's just I would like some examples
of
where
indexing.
You can relate. Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
You got
a new book.
Yeah.
And you want to find where in this book is this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Written.
A quote or something.
Then you go to the back of the book,
uh-huh,
and you look at the key words,
yeah,
in the subject,
uh-huh,
and it tells you if you want to know about this
go
word,
to page.
Go to page that, and
yeah,
that. Yes.
That's an IFA.
That's indexing. That's an IFA.
Fantastic. Good, yeah, example. Okay.
Cataloging.
Yeah.
Putting knowledge, putting materials in places where you know they will be and you can find them. Logical places where when somebody is looking for a book in chemistry, you know where to go,
mm-hmm,
in the library.
Yeah.
We have that in IFA,
yeah,
also. We have in IFA the idea, and coming back to our issue of non-determinism, the idea,
yeah,
in operations research in which somebody wants to find out about an issue,
yeah,
and what we do is we simulate the situation,
yeah,
and find out the range of possibilities,
mm-hmm,
and find out which of these possibilities are more probable than others, and,
yeah,
we assign to the result that is most probable because that is the best you can get.
Okay.
Once you have the capacity to determine the probabilities,
yeah,
of a non-deterministic situation,
yeah,
you can then do assessment and assign the most probable.
Okay.
That's the best way.
Okay, so I want to share with you what I've seen in mathematics, computation.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen 1011001, that whole thing, arrangement where it's just only ones and zeros.
Mm-hmm.
Is that also in IFA?
Yeah, that's what the Apole is. So you hold these 8 disks,
uh-huh,
and I said earlier on head or tail, you can take it as 1 and 0, you can take it as high and low, you can say, it is just the concept of dichotomy. Anything that can express in one of two ways. And most of life is like that. And for Orunmila to have been able to see that from certainly earlier than 1600,
yeah,
is something that is really, really...
It's actually mind-boggling, really. What science is this one? That's computation. Am I correct?
Which?
Computational science. The 1001111.
Yeah, that's Boolean algebra.
That's a Boolean algebra. And you say it's in IFA. In Boolean algebra, how does that work? How does 1001100000111? How does that work in Boolean algebra?
The fundamental idea is that everything there is,
yeah,
can be represented as a stream of ones and zeros.
Okay.
Any number, no matter how large,
yeah,
can be represented as a stream of ones and zeros.
Wow.
And numbers are so accommodating.
Yeah.
You have enough numbers in the world to represent anything that is likely to happen.
Nigeria Info. Welcome. The Lords of Logic. Hello. Your name?
Hello.
Real quick, 30 seconds, because he needs to... You're my final caller.
Okay. James.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, go ahead. We don't have time.
This is Tony. I want to ask the man, mm-hmm, a mathematics he gave on IFA. He says from 8 to 36, that is to 64, and then 1 over, and then 244.
120, 256, 512, yeah. 1024, and all of that.
Yeah. Now, the 8 he defines, in my area, we define 8 as complete, but he missed the complete sign and then define it as a library.
No, pardon me, if you have a question, ask a question so that he can at least know how to approach you.
Okay. Let me use the question of what my father said in 1990. My father was one of the people that used it. But when he wants to die, he bound it. He said, this thing should not be used. He bound it in my house again. How can he link it to that?
What should not be used in your father's house again? Eight?
Now, the Ifa, the Jew, and all those things.
The Ifa?
Yeah.
Are you Yoruba? Or you're Igbo?
I'm not Yoruba, Igbo. Igbo call it Afa. Igbo call it Afa.
So are you
Igbo.
Asking whether there is something negative about Afa that might
yes,
be found?
Yes.
Okay.
Then my father will bound it and say, nobody should practice it in my house again.
But did he give you any heads up, any clues, anything?
Yeah.
He didn't give you anything. All right, well, sir.
Well, I think what he's saying is...
I'm so sorry. We've enjoyed this so bad that time's up. And I have questions here. I'm actually screenshotting them, so I'll just send them to you. Thank you very much. I'm just terribly grateful, not just for your presence, but for how you're allowing us pick you apart in order to understand Ifa divination and mathematics.
My pleasure.
Really. Tunde Adigbola, scientist, linguist, and cultural activist, I would like to say that we'll have you again at a later time at your convenience to further the cause in our understanding.
I told you are trying to call me back.
yeah, I think I'm going to have to call you back. And if you would allow me, I would love to call you back.
I'll oblige.
Thank you very much for calling Lagos. The sun sets here. My work's done. My name is Joyce with Nigeria Info. You can catch the video on YouTube, Facebook, and on our website. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend. See you Monday when the sun rises.